Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of faith-filled words was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in the UK and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And I guess other people aren't the same. Other people are able to put on a religious front and stuff. You've got to get to where you operate in integrity, where you say the truth. You get to where when you say something, you mean it, and you are going to do it, and you will do it regardless of the consequences. You know, not too long ago, we had a project in the United States where I moved into this 110,000 square foot building. Only 10,000 square foot was really usable, and the rest was a warehouse, and I was going to fix it up. And I had to take out a $3.2 million loan to do it. And when I bought the building, the banker told me, he says, we wouldn't have given you the money for the building if we hadn't have already approved that we'd give you this construction loan. And so they said, it'll only be a week or so, and you'll have your money to start construction. 9 months later, we still didn't have that money, and we had been frustrated, and we met with the banker, and he says, you know, it's been 9 months. Let's just start the whole process over. Let's go get another evaluation. And all I could see was another 9 months. And I said, I'm not going to do this. And so I started praying, and it's a long story. I could share a lot of things about this, but the Lord spoke to me and said, I don't want you to take out a loan. I want you to just trust me for the money. Your partners are the bank, and your partners will enable you to do this without going in debt. And I really felt like that was God speaking to me. But, you know, I spent about 2 weeks praying about it, because if I told my partners that I wasn't going to take out a loan, then I wasn't going to take out a loan. And I remember telling Dave, I told him, I said, if tomorrow these banks that we've tried to get a loan from were to come back to me and tell me that they're going to loan me the full $3.2 million, I won't take it. If I say that this is what God told me, this is what we will do. And at that time, the way the money was coming into our ministry, I sat down and figured it out. And we had just expanded and nearly doubled our television expense. And so if money had come in at the same rate that it had been coming in the year or two previous to that, it would have taken me over 100 years to come up with this $3.2 million extra. Our ministry would have been totally destroyed. But, you know, I felt like that's what God told me to do. So I told David, I said, you know what? This is what God says. This is what we're going to do. And God's going to supply our need. And I said, I don't care if they come back and offer me all the money I need. Did you know that the very next day, a bank contacted me and says, we're going to loan you $4 million instead of $3.2 million. And I said, you're too late. And I turned it down. And I said, I won't do it. And, you know, there's a lot of people that honestly, you would make a decision, and then if it turned around and something else worked out, you'd just change. You can't do stuff like that. You can't do that and see the miraculous power of God operate. If God tells you something, and if you say God told you this, then you just do it. And somebody says, but this happened. Doesn't matter. Just do it. If it hair lips the devil, do it. You just do it. You do what God tells you to do. You say what you mean what you say. And if you don't get to a place to where you have that integrity, your heart knows it. You know, the scripture says your own heart knows, the heart knows its own bitterness. You know in your heart whether you're a person of integrity. You know in your heart that when you say, by his stripes I'm healed, whether you really believe that or if you're just saying it. Your heart knows this. And if you don't keep your word, then when you start trying to speak faith-filled words and say, in the name of Jesus, I can do this, I have this, I am healed or whatever, your heart doesn't bear witness. And the scripture says in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You have to put together your heart and your mouth have to be in agreement. This is the reason why people say so many stupid things about, well, that tickled me to death. This scared me to death. And the reason you don't fall over dead is because you didn't mean that from your heart. So if you don't mix faith with it from your heart, then the words don't carry that power. And the sad thing is we say so much stupid stuff that we don't really mean. It confuses your heart. You get to where you aren't really believing things with your heart, and it keeps those words from having their full impact. But this is a powerful passage of Scripture. Jesus, when he spoke to that fig tree and said, "No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever," he believed it with all of his heart. There was zero reservation, and because of it, that fig tree died instantly, and within 24 hours, the results were manifest. If you want that kind of results in your life, start saying the truth. Start speaking only the truth and do what you say, mean what you say. Don't violate it. That is really profound. And yet a lot of people will not do this. You need to get to where you're serious. Amen? And let me point this out. This is really a powerful point here in Mark chapter 11. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain..." This is a point that a lot of people miss. A lot of people will take the word and they'll start speaking to God and say, "God, I believe that I am healed. I believe that my finances are blessed. I believe that you are for me." And they will speak this in prayer to God. That's a good thing to say. There's nothing wrong with saying that. But that's not what the Lord told us to do here. He said, "Whoever will say unto the mountain..." And in this situation, the mountain is your problem. Whatever it is that's standing in your way, whatever it is that is blocking you, it could be financial poverty, it could be sickness, it could be fear, it could be depression, it could be all kinds of different things. Whatever your problem is, Jesus told us to speak to the problem, not speak to him about the problem. Boy, this is major. Major difference. You know, without saying it, a lot is implied in this passage of Scripture. This is implied the authority that we have as believers. That we can take His Word and we can literally enforce His Word. The Scripture says that in James 4:7, "Submit yourselves therefore unto God, resist the devil and he will flee from you." You resist the devil, he flees from you. Satan has already been defeated by God. There is no battle between God and the devil. Satan is a defeated foe, but Satan is coming to us with doubt and unbelief and all of these things, and we have to resist him. You can't ask God to resist the devil for you. You can't say, "Oh God, please heal me," which is a common prayer that people pray. The Lord said he gave you power to heal the sick. And there is not a single time in the New Testament where he asked you to pray for the sick. There are examples of people praying for the sick. It says in James chapter 5, "If anybody's sick, call for the elders of the church and let them anoint him with oil and pray over him, and the prayer of faith will save the sick." I'm not saying that praying for the sick is wrong, but we aren't commanded to pray for the sick. We are commanded in Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, and in Luke chapter 9, we are commanded to heal the sick, not to pray for the sick. The body of Christ as a whole hasn't understood our authority. And so the way we do things, we come and we say, "Oh God, would you please heal me?" And then we tell him how desperate it is. "The doctor says I'm going to die. This is happening and this is happening." And we try and make it sound really pitiful so that it'll move God and make him do something. The truth is, by his stripes, you were already healed. Jesus has already done everything about healing you that he's going to do. His part's over. He is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. He is not healing people today. He's already done it. And he put this healing power on the inside of us. And the way we get it out isn't by saying, "God, would you heal us?" It's by us saying, "Father, thank you that you gave me this power. And now I take my power and authority and sickness in the name of Jesus. I command you to get out of my body." There's not very many people that take that approach. Most people go and ask God as if he's done nothing. God's already done his part. He put this power on the inside of you, and you have to take your authority and speak to the mountain, whatever it is. And you have to tell it to leave. You know, this is really simple, but so many people miss this. I've shared this example before. Some of you have heard it, but it's to me the classic example of this. I had a situation in Charlotte, North Carolina, and there was a woman who I was staying at their home. She watched my video of Nikki Oshinsky's healing, and Nikki Oshinsky was sent home to die, and she was less than a week away from death, and she was instantly healed, got up and started walking, and it's a powerful, powerful testimony. So while I was out during the day, this woman had watched that, and when I got home, she was just sitting there crying, and she says, "That's one of the greatest things I've ever seen." And she says, "I've got a friend who has been in constant pain for, I think it was either 7 or 9 years, and said, I was wondering if you would pray for her." And I said, "Sure." And says, "Well, she's on her way over here. She'll be here in 10 minutes. And so this woman came in, and it's a long story, but the short version is she had had constant pain for either 7 or 9 years, and for about 4 or 5 years before the doctor said she couldn't live more than a month, they had pronounced that she was dead. And the way she had been able to cope with the pain, she had magnets strapped to her body, and she sewed magnets into a blanket. And somehow she wrapped herself in this blanket, and the magnetic field somehow or another helped her pain. The doctor said that on a scale of 1 to 10, her pain was a constant 11.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the power of faith-filled words. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in Buxton, England. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1075 for CD or R3218 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RD10 titled "Speak to the Mountain About God" when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I'd like to invite you to consider coming to our Charis Bible College, or we have different ways that you can take advantage of this. We not only have the Charis Bible College that's here in Colorado Springs, but we have extension schools scattered around the world. I think we now have like 15 schools with 2 or 3 more scheduled to come online soon. And there's correspondence courses. There's actually an online Bible school that you could participate in. But the main thing is, it's just putting the Word of God in your heart. That's the most important thing that you will ever do, and that's what our Charis Bible College is all about. And I promise you, it would transform your life. Preparation time is never wasted time. So check it out, our Charis Bible College. You can go to our website, AWMI, or you can call 719-635-1111.